Hey guys, welcome to this week's episode of the Productivity Project. I am sitting in my daughter's playroom yet again, and I'm sitting on a really squeaky play couch. So I feel like if I move during this recording, you will hear some really questionable noises, and I might not be able to edit all of them out because it might overlap, like when I'm saying a word or like a sentence that needs to be in the episode. So you are literally going to hear noises that sound like things coming out of my body. And I just want to let you know that it is not the case, that it is indeed the couch and not me. I could just sit on the floor, but honestly, I don't even know if I can find some white space in here on the floor. I don't know if you guys have a toy room or a space in your house, if you have kids, that is dedicated to toys. Ours, you cannot see the floor right now. There are just like questionable objects scattered everywhere. Nothing really seems to make sense or have any kind of purpose. It's literally just like someone came in here and upended all of the baskets onto the floor without really thinking about what they were going to do next. Anyway, that's a little insight into my current situation. I want to make this episode a little shorter than my episodes have been the last few weeks. So I had a little bit of a light bulb moment over the weekend because I listen to podcasts, and I have enrolled in online courses before, and I'm always really interested in, you know, learning new skills and hearing different ways that people do things. But I have found some of my favorite podcasts are getting into like the 2 hour mark when it comes to their episode length. And while the conversations are really, really valuable and I am interested in them, I struggle with finding the time to actually absorb all of the episode. And it might be that I kind of listen. I don't know where you guys listen to your podcasts. I'd love to know, actually. I listen to mine either in the car on the way to picking up the girls, or the way back from dropping them off, or if I need to go to a meeting during the day. Usually I listen to them if I'm driving or when I go for a walk during the day, if I take a break. But again, sometimes I do just like the silence of my inner mind to keep me company. Because if you are anything like me, you might often get to a point in your day where you're like, I am communicated out. People talk about being touched out. I feel worded out. I don't know if that's a thing. I feel like I need space and time in my day sometimes to just have silence in my brain, because so often we have noise in our brain, whether it's listening to a podcast or listening to somebody else talking, or, you know, being on a call or reading something or consuming social media. Everything is noise, I guess, in our landscape. And so sometimes it's nice to have silence. Anyway, that was a massive digression. The point I was making when I started this little diatribe, which has nothing to do with today's episode really, but there is a point. I want to make these episodes short because I believe that a lot of value when it comes to learning about productivity and improving the way you work, a lot of value comes from implementing these really small changes. And the best way to implement really small changes is to implement them gradually. And I think having shorter episodes, and I'm going to aim for around 10 to 15 minutes, will really help you guys in terms of absorbing the information that I'm talking about, or, you know, if it's a new technique or something to consider or ponder. If I'm sharing, I guess, one idea at a time, it's going to help you guys really start to implement some of this stuff a lot faster, and hopefully help me talk about what I want to talk about to you guys to help you work a little better and be a bit more productive when you are working in a really clear way. So that's my goal for today. I'm already at 4 minutes, so I'm wondering how I'm going to go. Another quick thing I did want to mention before we get into today's topic is, if you do listen to the podcast and you enjoy it, please hit the follow or subscribe button wherever you are listening. It really helps in terms of getting the podcast out there to more people who would like to hear about this topic, would like to learn more about how to be more productive, how to work less, how to improve the way they work, and how to achieve their goals. So please hit follow or subscribe wherever you are listening. And otherwise, let's get into today's episode. So for those of you who follow me on Instagram, if you don't, it's @cuthunter.va. I shared a reel yesterday, it'll be yesterday when this podcast comes out, on the one question I started asking myself to help me improve how distracted I was during the day. So to help me reduce the amount of times I found myself getting distracted when I was trying to work. And I wanted to share it with you today because I know as service providers who usually work remotely and often most of the time work solo, the biggest thing that most service providers like you guys listening, or if you're not a service provider, you probably struggle with this too. The biggest thing we struggle with is distraction and staying focused when we want to focus. So if you are, say, a mum and you have a 5-hour window between dropping the kids at school and picking them up to do your work, those are the hours that you want to be able to focus. So you want to be able to focus in those hours that you've set aside to work so that when you do pick the kids up from school, you don't feel like you have this juggle of like working and trying to be with the kids. Or it might be that you're with the kids, but then you're putting them to bed and you're coming back and doing more work when that's something that you don't want to do. There's nothing wrong with working more if that is what you want to do. And there are definitely seasons of life where you do need to put in a little more time to achieve the things that you want to achieve. But if you're doing that as a result of how distracted you've been during the day, it can be really, really frustrating. I know from firsthand experience because I struggled with this when I first started working for myself. It was something that really challenged me and it hit me over the head. Like I had no idea. I have always been an organized person. I've always been efficient. I prided myself on, my to-do lists and my systems and getting things done really fast when I was in my corporate roles. And when I started working for myself, I just found this shift. It was gradual at first, and then it just kind of snowballed the longer I worked for myself and the longer I worked remotely in how focused I was able to be and how much I was able to sustain focus. Even if my kids weren't in the house, especially if I was working alone, there were days where I would really struggle to stay focused. And it became a source of real frustration for me because I had my kids in childcare. I still have my kids in childcare for some of the days of the week to help me work. That was my time that I had set aside for myself to work, and not being able to focus like I wanted to or get the things done in that time, in that window that I wanted to, became really frustrating to me. And I started to feel like I was failing at this whole business thing, like maybe I wasn't cut out for it. I started to feel and wonder and question whether something had changed in my brain, maybe from having kids. And often I would really berate myself for not being able to focus and get the work done that I needed to do, and for then feeling like I had to catch up, in the evening or on the weekends when I didn't want to be working. And there are a whole host of other factors that can affect whether you find that your work is, creeping into other times of the day or times of the week that you don't want it to creep into. There is a whole range of things that can be happening when that is, when that situation is arising. But today I wanted to talk about focus and staying focused and how to improve your focus by minimizing how distracted you are during the time that you are supposed to, in inverted commas, be working. One of the biggest myths or lies out there about productivity is that it means just getting more done, or, this churning and burning idea of working every spare minute you have so that you can just get through your to-do list and get more done and deliver more and produce more. And that is just not where the value lies with learning how to be truly productive. Learning how to be truly productive should be a skill and a tool that really helps you work less, because it means that in the time that you have set aside to work, you are getting the things done that you want to do, you're achieving your goals, and you're feeling really good while you're doing it. You're feeling like you're on track with where you want to go and with the things that you are putting out there into the world, and you're not just like turning into this husk of your former self where you're on this wheel that you can't get off because you are trying to catch up, or you know, you're falling behind, or you're working all the hours. So with that in mind, why are we so distracted, and what can we do to change it? So let's start with why we are so distracted. Often when we are distracted, we kind of blame the things that are distracting us. So if your biggest source of distraction is your phone, you might blame, say, social media, or you might think that you can't stop yourself looking at social media, even though it's something that you don't really want to do at that time, or you know is not really going to help you when it comes to getting what you need to get done that day. And the thing is, most of the time we know this. We know that, for example, just scrolling social media all day is probably not going to leave us in a very good place, and it's going to make us feel like we haven't really achieved very much, and it's probably going to leave us with a little list of things or a big list of things that we wanted to do that day that we didn't get done. But still, we do this. We find ourselves distracted by things that we don't really want to be distracted by. And yet it's almost like we can't resist them, in inverted commas. So what is really going on here? What is really going on is that our brain is seeking out sources of distraction to satisfy a little piece of our brain called the Labrador brain. And our Labrador brain is the version of our brain, not a brain scientist, guys, so the way I am describing this is probably completely off, but the Labrador brain is our brain's way of, you know, it's puppy brain. It's seeking out things like, look, there's a ball, look, there's a bird, look, there's a tree. Anything other than the task we have set ourselves to do, or the task that we've said we want to complete that day or that hour. And why is this? And this question, why is this, is probably the key, the starting point to actually introducing the one question that I want you to ask yourself next time you feel distracted. So why is our brain so distracted when we know in our heads, you know, not our not puppy brain, whatever that part of our brain is called, that we do want to get these things done that day. We do want to write this newsletter. We do want to do this social media portfolio for a client. Why are we still lured into these things that are not really serving what we want to do and not really helping us get what we want to get done that day? We are looking for things that will distract us from the reason, the true reason, we don't want to do what we're doing. And I think the key here is recognizing that sometimes we don't want to be doing what we are doing for a variety of different reasons. And I think before I accepted this, before I acknowledged this, before I realized that business, even your own business, even doing work that hashtag lights you up or feels aligned or whatever the phrase is that the kids are using these days, even that work, if that is your business, some or a lot of the work related to doing that, to, you know, running your business or serving your clients or growing your online course or, you know, marketing or whatever it is relating to what you're doing, some or all of that work will often feel hard. And I think when something feels hard, we are conditioned to shy away from it, to feel like, oh, okay, well, there must be something wrong with this, or there must be something wrong with me, or there must be something going on here. You know, the words aren't flowing out of me today, or I'm just feeling a little bit bored, or I'm just feeling a little bit like this is hard, or I'm a bit hungry, or, you know, whatever the reason is, we look for something to band-aid over that feeling. Because it is hard to acknowledge and admit that sometimes things are hard, and that sometimes there is going to be work that we either find challenging, that we don't have enough information to complete, that we need to have a hard conversation with someone to move forward on, that maybe we are not skilled at, so we need to learn something to do. Or maybe it's just something that, because we're a solo business owner and we're working on our own, we have to do because it's just us at the moment, but we really hate doing it. And I think acknowledging that those things can exist alongside you, you know, loving your business and loving being a business owner or loving working for yourself, and sometimes we don't always love that either, can be the first step in really freeing up this distraction, beration, loop cycle that a lot of us end up in at the end of the day. So this brings me to, what do you do when you find yourself getting distracted every 5 seconds throughout the day? What can you do? And a lot of the productivity theory or productivity hacks or suggestions out there kind of center around elimination. So, you know, you put your phone in another room, and, or you, you know, you, I don't know, you move yourself away from the fridge, or you take yourself out of the house to a cafe. And yes, some of these things can help in the short term. And these are probably some of the things that I've suggested in the past as well, and probably do suggest sometimes too. You know, I will often put my phone in another room or on do not disturb. I haven't ever restricted myself access to the fridge, but I will sometimes go to a cafe just to mix up my environment. But these things are temporary fixes to what will always be a problem for 99% of humans out there. I'm going to say 99% because there's always the 1%. So what can we do to help us with distraction long term? And it's really, really simple. It's something that I'd love to invite you to try this week when you are working. When you find yourself feeling distracted, grab a piece of paper and grab a pen and put it next to your laptop and leave it there for the day. And every time you start to feel distracted, if you start to feel like your focus is fading, you start to kind of feel that pull to pick up your phone, or, you know, wonder what the kids' rooms look like today, or I'll just hang that load of laundry out, or whatever it is, because I think the distraction can be a lot higher working from home. Get your piece of paper and ask yourself the question, what do I need right now? So 9 times out of 10, when you ask yourself that question, the answer to what do I need right now, on the surface, if you are your puppy brain, the answer might be, I need to scroll social media. That's not usually the true answer. So what you need right now is usually not to scroll social media. What you need right now might be, you know, I need to speak to a client to get some more information for this because I feel like I don't know enough, you know, to complete this task properly. Or it might be, I need to go outside for 5 minutes to just refresh my brain a little bit because I am struggling to write today. And just acknowledging that you might be struggling to write today, and that's okay. The answer might be that you need to, you wish you felt more confident about the task you were doing. You know, it might be that you're writing a newsletter for your business and you don't feel like you're a natural writer. You don't feel like the words have ever come easily to you, but you know this is something that you want to do to grow your business. So then the next step would be, how can I improve that? How can I improve my writing skills? Or can I get somebody else to write this for me? Or how can I do this differently? And whatever the answer is, you might want to note that down, and, you know, you might even go through some of this stuff later. But the point is that asking yourself this question kind of moves you off this like bandwagon of distraction, you know, pick up the thing that I usually use when I'm feeling distracted, or, you know, go to the fridge or do the laundry or whatever it is. It gets you off that bandwagon. It helps you stop and pause and reflect. And it also opens up other things that might be going on, other gaps that you might have that you need to fill. And it starts to get you thinking about how you can improve what it is about the way that you are doing something or the way that you're working currently to help you overcome your distraction a little better next time. So I hope that this has helped you reframe distraction in a different light. I hope that you will try this question this week, and I'd love to hear how you go with it and to see if it makes a difference for you. We are never going to be fully distraction proof. I feel like distraction is a constant. We are humans. We have a brain. There is nothing wrong with you if you find yourself getting distracted. It is really about finding little systems and supports and tools that help you manage distraction. So if you've enjoyed this episode, please hit subscribe or follow wherever you're listening, so that you don't miss episodes as they come out weekly. I release podcast episodes every Tuesday morning at 6 a.m. bright and early. And I can't wait to share the next one with you next Tuesday. Thanks for listening, guys, and I'll see you next week.